Getting set for opening faceoff in the Rose Quarter, the Silver Tips take on the Portland Winterhawks in their first meeting of this season. Time now for our coach's conversation. Mike Benton with you, joined now by Silver Tips head coach Kevin Constantine. Kevin, first off, as a coach, how do you manage the emotions of what was really a big weekend last weekend, along with getting guys back who can really energize this team further in Carter Hart, Etu Tallulah, and Dominic Zwerger?
I think you start back at zero this week. First off, the games were played last Friday, Saturday, and in hockey, 5 days between games is a long time. So I don't think there's much carryover at all from last weekend's games to this weekend's game. And in addition to that, all four of our lines are different tonight than they were in our last game. Obviously due to, Dominic and E2 showing up. So all our lines are different and all our power play groups are different. So that also means everybody's just now trying to get used to someone different on their line and so forth. So because of that also, you take those two factors, I don't think there's any connection between last weekend and this.
What about extra practice time for this early of the season? How much can that really make an impact?
Well, you're always happy to get guys back. Carter Hart, eventually we think Noah Juleson, E2, the trade for Dominic. Those are four very good hockey players, so you're excited to get that level of player back in your lineup. But you got to remember too, what people don't think about is that just changed the role of four other players. And so now you got four other players wondering why their role just got lessened a little bit. And then you've got line combinations. For example, Graham Miller, Fontaine, and Bakoff were really, really good in the opening weekend, and they're not even a line anymore. So then you have three players there, maybe questioning, like, really, I thought we did great. Why are we not a line anymore? Now, most of the time, and in this specific case, those things are all discussed with the players because we have a very open dialogue with our players, what we're doing and why we're doing it. But we're reshuffling the deck right now, and it'll take some time for Dominic to learn our system, E2 to get reacquainted with what he learned in the first 2 weeks after being gone for a couple weeks, different defensive pairs tonight because Mackenzie Dwyer is coming off a long injury and he's available to play again. So there's so much that's completely different. You don't know that last weekend and this weekend will compare at all.
Explaining more about Mackenzie Dwyer, what expectations are realistic to place on him this evening, and really also how happy can you be for his return after being away for a long time?
Well, we always have zero expectations on a player's first night back. So if they have a great game, we're thankful. If they have a poor game, we're understanding. So we try not to put any expectations when a player hasn't played, especially in the case of Mackenzie. It's been 7 months. The real thing I can give Mackenzie credit for is that injury commonly and often takes at least 2 more months than it did in his case. And he got back in shape and in playing shape and the knee healthy because he worked so, so hard to get himself back quicker. So he deserves a lot of credit for how hard he's worked. It's really, really... That's a tough injury to come back from, and mentally to not be in a lineup and not get to go on trips and not get to be part of the locker room when you have a win. That's really, really tough on a young player. So hats off to him. He's worked hard to get himself back in the lineup. He deserves a chance to play tonight.
As a coach, how do you look at Dominic Zwerger and how well his style and his results previously can translate here to success?
Well, he's a good player. His goal totals from the last 3 years are the evidence of that. He's a nice skater. He's got real nice hands. He's obviously got a knack around the net. I mean, keep in mind, our leading scorer last year was Remy with 28 goals as a 20-year-old. Here's a player who had 27 goals as a 19-year-old. Now, will he get those same amount of goals? I don't know. Sometimes I've seen it many, many, many times that when you're a player, your point production is related to your line mates just as much as your own skills. And he was playing with one of the most dynamic players in the league last year in young Yamamoto. So some of what Dominic did, taking nothing away from the fact he's a very good hockey player, some of it he did related to Yamamoto. And do we have that exact same style player so that everything that happened last year would repeat this year? I don't know that. But he is a good player. He's a nice addition to our team. He will make us, a little bit more dynamic offensively.
What are the challenges a coach can acknowledge about facing a Mike Johnston coach team in Portland?
Well, I mean, you just look at what Portland did, the previous years when he was here, and that's what's happened in the past will repeat itself. History repeats itself. So the few things you'd think about Mike are that they're going to, he's a good recruiter. They should be able to get players. He'll build the talent level of the team, as well as anybody in the league. His teams will play a certain way, and it's playing a certain way based on the personnel you have. So he's been able to recruit and get some pretty gifted offensive players. So his team has an offensive player because that's the kind of players he has. So they like to get up and go on the rink. Things didn't change much last year with a different coach, but you can see how good a coach Mike is. I mean, just preseason alone, his team, I don't think they've lost a game. So that's hard to do. Go through the whole exhibition game, go into your first two games, still haven't lost a game. That's pretty incredible. So that's just evidence of his talent as a coach.
Kevin, thank you very much. Two accomplished coaches on the opposite sides of the bench this evening. Kevin Constantine of the Silver Tips and Mike Johnston of the Portland Winterhawks, their first matchup of this season. We'll come back in a moment here from the Coliseum, and this is Sound Transit Everett Silver Tips Hockey on Classic Country 1520 KXA.